Good morning, Matt. Hope you're doing well. The question I had was when you look at this Ravens offense, what has Steve Smith specifically brought to them as maybe a complement to Torrey Smith?
Well, I think obviously you're talking about an extremely good player, very smart, savvy vet guy that brings in a huge element of toughness out onto the field, a strong competitor, a guy that, really does a great job of finding the open zone or defeating the man-to-man coverage. Really does a great job of, getting open for the quarterback, whether it's the intermediate routes, the tough catch-and-run plays, also the vertical plays downfield. The guy really has the ability to kind of hit all three levels. I think being as dependent as a receiver and a reliable target for the quarterback in the passing game, obviously then for Torrey Smith, a lot of the vertical element is then really opened up for him when your attention really goes towards Steve Smith. I think the guy is just, tremendously tough competitor, very energetic, brings a lot of life to the offense. We'll go out and block. He'll do the tough duty, blocking and the route running and coming through the middle and catch and run type plays. So he's just added a whole another element to their offense in the passing game and the run game.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Matt, I just wanted to ask you, what makes Joe Flacco a good fit in Gary Kubiak's system there that they're using there now?
Sure. I mean, I think he's done a great job. I think it's really a great system fit for him from his ability to get the ball downfield, obviously. Joe Flacco has an extremely strong arm, can really make those hard throws downfield, the deep throws downfield, along with his mobility. This guy's a very athletic quarterback. He's very fast, does a good job of moving in the pocket and then also out of the pocket, which, would incorporate some of the boot and the rollout type passes that they have in that offensive system. So certainly that mixed with, this is a smart quarterback, a seasoned vet who does a great job of taking care of the ball. So I think it's a really good fit for him and for the system and for what they're trying to get done offensively. I think he's done a great job.
Matt, I was wondering, as a defensive coordinator, what are the benefits when you can have cornerbacks play man coverage?
I think in general, when you got to be in situations where you need to play man, you play man, and when you got to be in situations where you play zone, you play zone. And certainly, there is no one coverage that handles everything. Otherwise, that's all anyone would play. So, I think the idea is for us to have multiple different looks and guys that can do multiple different things from a coverage standpoint, whether it's the corners, the linebackers, the safeties. Offenses have to be defended in a lot of different ways, and being able to use different coverages to handle certain situations is going to be to your benefit, out there as a defense. So I think, I think our guys are doing a good job of trying to play the defense that, we put out there every week, and whether it's a situation where they're playing man or zone or whatever the case may be, trying to put them in the right call for that particular situation.
Right. Just as a follow-up, Matt, I understand what you're saying, but the question I asked was, what are the benefits to you, the defensive coordinator, when you can have cornerbacks that play man coverage?
Right, and I think, again, the benefit depends on the situation. So, certainly if you have guys that can play man-to-man coverage, you in theory would like to say that you can get on the receivers and cover them with tight coverage. But there's obviously going to be situations that the offense is going to get in where man-to-man coverage isn't the best thing to be in. So you have to have that flexibility to play both.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Morning, Coach. I'd ask Bill about this very briefly, and Ben and Longlin and Mike Reese had asked about Kubiak. But are they featuring Daniels and Gilmore more extensively to complement? They're so dangerous with the vertical game. Is that something that, it's under the radar, but it's such a valuable weapon now?
I would definitely say it's a huge part of this offense is the ability to use both their tight ends and, the fullback also. He'll be mixed in there as the tight end / fullback in the backfield, split out into single back type of sets also. It's a combination of different personnels and fronts that they can put you in and try to put you in a bind from a formationing standpoint and also a personnel matchup standpoint. So certainly Owen Daniels is a guy that's familiar with the system, played with, you know, under Coach Kubiak at Houston, and really does a great job in the system and understanding, you know, the valuable asset that they can be. I think Gilmore, who obviously, you know, his first year in the system, has done a great job in both the run and the pass game, being able to provide them ability to get to the edge with the stretch run game that they like to run, and really a good compliment to Owen Daniels. So I think they do a great job using their tight ends, which obviously then puts stress in the middle of the defense and on the defense in general, having to defend the tight ends who can also push the ball vertical and are good in the play action and boot pass game, which then obviously puts your wide receivers, you know, in a better position to make plays downfield outside.